Right, okay, so there is a new Spectre-like Pac-Man flaw that could affect ARM-based chips. Now, I heard about this on, I think it's Security Now with Steve Gibson, and boy, I got lost fairly early in the technicalities behind this. But at the end of the piece...
Technobabble.
Yeah, after all of that, the very end of it, the result was... There's no need to worry.
Yeah.
So if you hear about this Pac-Man, and there's a reason it's called Pac-Man, not because of the old, well, it is because of the old, because it's called Pac-Man, and there is a Pac. And go and listen to the technicalities, but don't panic, folks, if you hear lots of people talking about this Pac-Man flaw in ARM chips.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's all of the ARM chips.
It's not just Apple
Silicon.
M-series.
No.
Yeah.
No. Obviously, they're going to find out about it first, which probably may well give them an edge on how to find a way to not fix it, because I don't think it's fixable, but to
make it
more difficult to utilize it. So that's my
All they basically have to do, because the flaw involves a process. So if you don't use that process... And I'm trying to break it down into something that isn't going to take, you know, Steve Gibson 30 minutes to say, don't have to worry about it,
because that's
like so bait and switch. It really, really is. But it's a process to exploit it. So if you don't use that process, it can't be exploited. So there's nothing to worry about. That's 30 minutes of Star Trek E's techno babble condensed down to under 5 seconds.
Yeah, in our inimitable way of doing it. Inimitable? Yeah. Is that a word? I don't think that's
inevitable.
A word.
Indubitable. I don't know what the word is either.
Anyway.